I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A Canadian judge on Friday signed Huawei Chief Financial Officer Mengwang Zhou's order of discharge, vacating her bail conditions and allowing her to go free after nearly 3 years of house arrest as her U.S. extradition case ended. Outside the courtroom, Meng thanked those who had supported her since her arrest.
I will never forget all the good wishes I've received from people around the world. As the saying goes, the greater the difficulty, the greater the growth.
Meng reached a deal with U.S. prosecutors earlier Friday that ended their bank fraud case against her. The move resolves a years-long legal and geopolitical tussle that involved the United States, China, and Canada, where Meng had remained since her arrest there in December of 2018. Leaders of the United States, Japan, India, and Australia proclaimed Friday a shared commitment to safeguarding democracy in the Indo-Pacific region, leaving unspoken their common concern about China's growing power. President Joe Biden said, "We're four major democracies with a long history of cooperation. We know how to get things done, and we are up to the challenge." The meeting with Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga comes in the wake of a recently announced agreement among the United States, Britain, and Australia to supply Australia with nuclear-powered submarines. China has been steadily building military outposts in the Pacific region and using them to back claims to sovereignty over vital sea lanes. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, told the Human Rights Council that 350,209 people had been killed in the conflict in Syria in the last 10 years. In her address to the HRC, Bachelet called for the creation of a mechanism that can identify the whereabouts of missing people and track human remains, as well as provide support to survivors.
Behind each recorded death was a human being, born free and equal, in dignity and rights. We must always make victim stories visible, both individually and collectively, because the injustice and horror of each of those deaths should compel us to action.
According to a report commissioned by the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, between March 2011 and March 2021, more than one in every 13 deaths was a woman, for a total of 26,727 women in all. In the same period, more than 27,000 children died in the Syrian conflict. Thousands of climate activists, including Sweden's Greta Thunberg, demonstrated in Berlin Friday to pressure candidates competing to succeed Chancellor Angela Merkel at this weekend's German general election. Thunberg told those gathered that it is important to vote, but they must keep the pressure on politicians.
Time and time again, the people in power show their true interests and priorities. And it is not an overstatement to say that they simply don't seem to give a damn about us.
Meanwhile, young people around the world also took to the streets to demand urgent action against climate change in the largest protests since the start of the pandemic. Vice President Kamala Harris's live interview on the television show The View was abruptly delayed Friday after two hosts of the talk show learned they had tested positive for COVID-19. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The vice president was about to be interviewed live in studio in New York on ABC's The View.
The two of you to step off for a second.
Okay.
Two of the hosts, Sonny Hostin and Anna Navarro, left the studio. Sarah Hain stayed behind, and so did Joy Behar.
Sonny and Anna both apparently tested positive for COVID. No matter how hard we try, these things happen.
Both were vaccinated. The vice president was sent to a remote location.
Sonny and Anna are strong women, and I know they're fine, but it really also does speak to the fact that they're vaccinated, and vaccines really make all the difference.
A White House official says the vice president did not have any contact with the two hosts who tested positive. I'm Ed Donahue.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.